Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good about Connecticut.
Here is a new twist on an old saying. In Connecticut, businesses are putting their money where their confidence is. They're confident enough in their futures and the future of the state that they're making multi-million dollar investments in expanding their facilities and creating jobs. I'm going to give you three examples. In New Britain, OK Industries has invested $1.5 million in a new lab space where they're going to do research and development on the metal and plastic parts they use to make medical devices. They've been hiring more engineers to staff the lab, where they'll work with medical device makers to develop and prototype new devices. Right next door in Berlin, Budney Aerospace is about to launch a $12 million expansion of their plant, turning it into a high-tech aerospace campus. They build and overhaul engine components, and then the new space is going to enable them to service more and bigger engines. They're going to be adding as many as 60 people to their present workforce of 190. Back in New Britain, Polymer Precision makes aircraft and engine parts for commercial and defense aircraft. They bought 27 acres of land. They're going to put up new buildings for machining operations and logistics. And get this, they're going to hire as many as 160 new workers by 2022. And then hundreds more for the second phase of their expansion. So confidence is always a good thing when companies like these are confident in Connecticut. That is a great thing. After you recover from your Thanksgiving food coma, kick off your holiday shopping by participating in Small Business Saturday in Connecticut. For over 10 years, Small Business Saturday has encouraged shoppers to support local businesses during one of the busiest shopping weekends of the year. Many towns in Connecticut are hosting special shopping events and strolls this Saturday with fun events and activities to get you in the holiday spirit. Here are some to consider. The town of Kent's got an annual holiday champagne stroll. I'm in.
Yeah.
It features over 25 shops, each serving delicious drinks and offering special promotions and sales on Saturday night. Then there's the shops at Yale and New Haven, with more than 80 retailers to shop and fun events happening all day long, including ice carving demonstrations, raffles, photos with Santa, Yuletide carolers, and more. You can visit the town of Stratford on Shop Small Stratford Day, with dozens of shops and restaurants and attractions participating, from breweries and salons to eclectic gift stores and antique shops, too. There's also a holiday stroll in Niantic, a horse-drawn carriage ride. Ooh, an annual chili cook-off. I'm in. S'more stations, giveaways, Christmas tree lightings. That sounds like super fun. Just know that I think it's like 67 cents per dollar you spend on Shop Small Saturday goes right back into the community you're shopping in. It keeps people employed, and it keeps businesses thriving right in your own backyard. So shop local this Saturday. Knowing this helps support Connecticut's local shops this holiday season. All right, November CT prize pack is up for grabs for just a few more days. Get yourself registered to win two lift ticket vouchers for the 2019-2020 season at Ski Sundown. You can also win a voucher good for four tickets to any performance of the Nutcracker Sweet and Spicy. That's at the Wadsworth Athenaeum of Art in Hartford. And free admission for four to Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo. It's all up for grabs right now. Head on over to WRCH.com. Click on contest to get yourself entered to win.